Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. This is Don Allen Rico, and this is Business Kids Academy. Welcome to our show this morning. And we are talking a little bit this morning about a change of heart for the parent. Okay, there's so much more beyond just short-term family incomes and determine the life chances of poor children. A healthy pregnancy, you know, positive but authoritative parenting, that means setting rules, setting limits for kids. They have to know their limits. High quality child care, a positive approach to learning at home, and an improvement in parents' qualifications together, that can transform a child's life chances and trump class background and parental income. Now, parents who understand it best instill certain values that make opportunities available to their children rather than teaching them to be taken care of through free programs. So we're the ones as parents who need to teach our children to become self-sufficient. Very, very important to understand that. All right. Well, I tell you, this morning, I have started something new myself, and I was trying to get to this to my show this morning and just barely making it here. and partly because I myself am learning new skills and working on actually learning to work with the market. And so as parents, we must continually learn to grow and continue on and learn ourselves. And that's one of the things about Business Kids Academy, is this is meant to not only just teach kids, but to teach parents, and mostly to teach parents how to teach their kids and working with business and why they want to work with business. Before, and in fact, in several different aspects, I work with a model. It's called Concept on Cue. And that model has broken down a pattern in which I label in, and that's why it's called Concept Cue, is because it's labeling quarters. And there are things in those quarters that are similar to other aspects of that are in that particular quarter. And so my objective here is, like when we were talking, is in quarter one, those are things that generally give you problems. And in quarter one, that's where being an employee. Now, our society pushes most of the people, our education systems, the systems of everything is set up for in the employees. That's most of what everybody is their employees. And so you go into, as an employee, you go into that world, and then you are trading time for a certain amount of money. And most people can't make it. Usually takes two people, two parents in an employee situation to make that work. But in doing so, to get out of that, to moving toward quarter two, that becomes a self-employed person, basically creating your own job and you taking on more responsibility. And that's why a lot of people don't do it, is they don't want that responsibility and let somebody else take care of it. But then they continue to be content for being an employee. So as we move into the next one, is the quarter three, That's becoming an investor. An investor is one that it's very important not only to understand the investment world, but it's important to be able to make the money, make extra money, not just through sales, but you need to have additional money and make investment money to keep a business going. And then in Q4 is the business owner who actually provides opportunities for other people for employment opportunities. Now, in the Business for Babes book, I've written that book. That's available to you at going to businesskidsacademy.com. But the book is an introduction to the program Business Kids Academy. And originally, I started Business Kids Academy as an idea for a summer program to teach business principles for kids during the summer break. But, contracting a place, having the equipment, the instructors, convincing the parents to bring the kids in, drop them off, pick them back up, and having a myriad of other concerns, it made it difficult for the program to really take off and be financially feasible for it to work. You know, making the schedules work for all of the families of 36 kids, that was to prove its doom before it even started. So what we did is we made it into an online course and, with a limited time together as a group. Now, that solves a lot of the logistical concerns of getting the students together. However, the parents who seemed interested were mostly business owners themselves who could understand the importance of that type of education. Now, the funny thing of it is their kids also had different mindsets and work ethics and expectations that had been set by their parents. And that alone gave a lot of credibility for me, and the findings of the poverty report by Mr. Field that we've talked about. It was Mr. Field had a commission by it's in Britain, it's in London, England, that he was in about 6 months to figure out why the poor kept getting poor and why the rich getting richer. Anyway, that was his poverty report. So any program that is public or private, it cannot and will not be effective unless there's support from the parents. So having parents being involved with their children's education is extremely important. Now, as many of you who listened to me before, and if you haven't, tomorrow we have a blog talk radio, and you can find it at roadmaptofreedomprogram.com, or you can just go to blogtalkradio.com/Stephen Thain. That's STEVEN. THAYN, and he talks a lot about education and the inflexibility last week, inflexibility in education, where parents are not included. Of course, they have a child-parent conference, but they're not included in the curriculum, and many public education systems just don't want the parents to be involved in what the curriculum is. So the parents, it's the parents who have the most influence on children as to whether they will participate in an educational program or not, especially at an early age. And the parent is the one who must understand that it requires effort on part of the student as well as support from the parents. And then anything that the parents do not believe will not get their support, and then their children, them to have their children participate. So it's really important that the parent understands that education of the child is more about what they believe rather than their children, because they're going to influence their children, especially at a very young age. Now, as we've talked in different programs, our society, the current society, it's evolved to the point where there's an entitlement mindset, and that has shown that even the work of welfare has become a new work. People go to, you know, get on welfare, and then they've got programs that they learn. People from foreigners understand that a lot of times better than even the people here in the States do, that it is a work and they can get most everything they want. So this entitlement mindset, and many people, poverty levels, believe that they're entitled to be taken care of. You know, as long as they are given sufficient to take care of their needs, why should they expend effort to have to earn the same amount? That is, those are topics that are very important as far as learning, you know, what are some of those entitlement mindsets. In fact, in this upcoming election, there is Proposition 2. Proposition 2 is the expansion of Medicaid, and that expansion of Medicaid to be the people who, they want to expand it to about another 100,000 people, and to be eligible for that Medicaid, people have to be in a certain level of poverty. And so once they get there, if they make any more money, then they lose their benefits. And so it's basically a competition for work people who are workers, and it becomes the state against the private industry, state saying that we're going to take care of them. But see, here's the problem. Where does that money come from? It comes from you, the taxpayer. And so by trying to put more people on a Medicaid or a poverty programs and make sure that they're 133% below the poverty level, that's putting more people in poverty versus taking them out. So that entitlement thinking itself is the cause of poverty. And that mindset becomes passed on to the next generation. Think about a parent who is in poverty, and what they're looking for is to get the freebies, and what kind of example they're setting for their children. When a government tries to abolish poverty by redistributing wealth, it's ultimately a waste of money and a burden on society. And that's what happens. Proposition 2 for the Idaho people is basically another redistribution of the wealth, putting more people on poverty, and it's creating a program versus getting rid of it. Mr. Field, in his report, stated, "I no longer believe that the strategy of concentrating on income transfers could achieve the goal of abolishing child poverty by 2020, even on the crude financial measure." And he continues on, "But as the report argues, a modern definition of poverty must take into account those children whose parents remain disengaged from their responsibilities." So once again, parents must realize that as you're taking care of your children, you must be engaged in responsibilities. Responsibilities not only to provide for them, but to help them and teach them. So creating change in a new generation must include education of the parents of that generation to be changed. The change must come not as an effort to get the parents to work harder or to have them seek methods of quick money making, rather as the parents themselves being mentored to understand what it is that causes intergenerational poverty. These things are very, very important that we understand them. So then it shouldn't be so surprising. It's more than just the amount of money a family makes. It's the quality of the interactions and the parenting skills that make most of the difference. So parenting skills have got to be worked on, as well as understanding how money's made. That's why that investment portion, you know, is very important as well for parents, and they can and should teach it to their kids. So it's quality of interactions and parenting skill. This is the things that make the difference between four kids. Now, in the poverty report, it makes some conclusive statements that sheds more light on this topic. It says, these studies show there is much more beyond just improving short-term family incomes in determining the life chances of poor children. A healthy pregnancy, positive but authoritative parenting. In other words, you've got to set bounds for the children. They have to understand that they do have certain limits. They can't do this or that, not just allowed to do whatever they want. You've got to have high quality child care, a positive approach to learning at home, and an improvement in parents' qualifications together can transform children's life chances and trump class background and parental income. A child growing up in a family with these attributes, even if the family is poor, has every chance of succeeding in life. Other research has shown that the simple fact of a mother or father being interested in their children's education alone increases the child's chances of moving out of poverty as an adult by 25 percentage points, end quote. So parents who understand that it is best to instill certain values that make life opportunities available to their children rather than teaching them to be taken care of through free programs, it is they who teach their children to become self-sufficient. It's their children who do not end up in the ranks of poverty. Caring, the love shown to their children when they are least able to fend for themselves, that makes the difference. The difference in skill levels can be noted in as little as 22 months of life. Very interesting. So even before they're 2 years old. And positive and authoritative parenting, the home learning environment, and other home-related factors measured at the age of three are indeed predictive of children's readiness for school and later life outcomes. So narrowing that gap of each of the key drivers was found to predict virtually all of the difference in the children's outcomes at age five. Very important. Now, as we talked about in, I think it was two times ago, the developmental timeline becomes extremely relative with all this information that we've been looking at here. It's only a tiny fraction of the entire report, and it can be that we were looking at there. It can be seen that those first 6 years of life are the most important, resting on the shoulders of the parents. Now, as children grow, the bulk of their education is then shared with other instructors, and then the content of what is being taught becomes increasingly important to support that which the parents have established in those first 6 years. Now, that's perhaps why homeschooling has become increasingly popular, because the curriculum in public schools being taught many times does not coincide with the parents' values. Now, by the 12th year of life, for the most part, a child already begins to seek some sort of independence and direction they depend they go, that depends on the prior learning up until that point. Now, with reason, good old King Solomon wrote, train up a child in the way he should go, and when he's old, he will not depart from it. That first bit of training for a child is very, very important. And that's one of the reasons that at Business Kids Academy, that was conceived to begin at age 8, which gives a fighting chance for children of employee-minded families. The 100-plus-year-old chant of get a good education and get a good job. It has a counter chime. It is okay to be your own boss. It's okay to go out on your own. And children are taught consciously, intelligently how to make their career decisions. Even though you may not chant the age-old chant, your example does it for you. So going to work and coming home, complaining about it, that creates conflict with that get a job statement. And that's why with Business Kids Academy, you can help your children learn things that you probably wish that you would have known years ago. It is very important that as parents, we realize what, you know, the what the importance is of, you know, our education, our example, and what's going and what's happening. Now, I should have at the beginning of this program given a guest call-in number, which that guest call-in number is 914-219-0891. And you're welcome to call in and ask any questions. Once again, that's 914-219-0891. And this program of Business Kids Academy will be every Thursday morning at 7 o'clock. And we'll give about a half hour to have people, be able to call in. Plus, I've got a couple other guests that we'll bring on. And we'll be talking about the importance of, you know, the education for not only for kids, but for parents. And parents also need to, they can learn along with the kids so that they can understand the importance of working with this. Now, as we, I've got about 7 minutes left here, and I just want you to know that as a parent, you're not all alone. You're out there. I know that I put a great emphasis on what kids can learn and what they ought to learn. And my kids, of course, we share some of the responsibility. We try to take my youngest son's kids, the three, on the weekends. They're the closest to us who have kids. I've got other grandkids that are halfway around the world. And then halfway between that and halfway around the world, some in Puerto Rico and some in Spain. And I wish I could be with them. I wish I could have them and they could spend time with us as well. But it's a little bit expensive to try to fly them back and forth on just the weekends. But anyway, as we teach children reading opportunities with them, helping them understand the importance of love of learning. Those are important. The importance it is to read. I think, on Monday on Get On Cue Now, that is one of the, it's a podcast that I give. The first one this week was You Are Special. That was a book that I have that was given to me, and my grandkids love me reading that book to us or to them. And it's just about them understanding that they're not necessarily the labels that other people put on them. So Once again, if you'd like to call in, the number is 914-219-0891. I hope that during these times that this, you know, the program of Business Kids Academy, the adult emerges from what is taught to a child, and to change the next generation of adults, we've got to change what the current adults are teaching our children. So we've got to find, you know, think whether we're teaching them to be employees or entrepreneurs. And that's what Business Kids Academy is all about. In fact, if you go to www.sabermountain, S-A-B-E-R, mountain, M-O-U-N-T-A-I-N.com /Business Kids Academy. And this is a course that we actually teach parents, but we also teach the kids. And it's something that we are trying to get more and more people to understand. We are doing that through this, like this program that we have and sharing it. And working with, you know, parents and helping them understand as well. We've got several other programs. One of the guys that I work with, he's got a great program. It's the ease of business success, and that's great for people who want to go into business. And we're working with him. I'll have him on this program too. We'll have maybe a couple times where we talk about the different aspects. There's five keys to business success that he talks about. And Bob Corman is his name. And anyway, we'll get Bob on the call, and he has a lot that teaches us about, if you want to go into business, what it is that you want to do. But anyway, we're just about the end of our 30 minutes here. I want you to know that our objective is to help you and have a change of heart as the parent. It's not just about having kids and then feeding them, putting them to bed, sending them to school. You've got to spend time with them. You've got to set an example for them. You've got to work with them and help them understand. And then it keeps them from having to go through life as well in a tough situation. Once again, in order to not get on the dole, learn yourself, and you can do that through Business Kids Academy. Okay, next week, at this time and place, we are going to be talking about a history of herding sheeple. So we're going to talk a little bit about the history of what the Industrial Revolution has done for us and why we want to kind of learn by ourselves and learn what's actually going on. So in closing here also, I want to give a just a little bit of a plug for Senator Thane's book. It's Road to Venezuela, and you can get a copy of that, roadtovenezuela.com. That's about the initiative of the Proposition 2 to pass that. We don't want that passed. That's just basically taking another 100,000 people out of the workforce. And that's one of the things that we don't need to do. So appreciate you being with us this morning. Thank you for being on the call or on the recorded call. This is Don Allen Rico with Business Kids Academy. And we'll talk to you next week. Business Kids Academy is a production of Q Ford Productions, copyright 2018, Sabre Mountain Incorporated, all rights reserved.